I try to get to New York about once a year. As my son, Greg, bass player, lives just outside of New York City. Whenever I go there, I know I'm going to get a whole lot of laughs, great cigars, great food, healthy food too, and the world's best jazz. One of the places that we always go is the Blue Note. That's it, baby. We're going to the Blue Note. No matter where else we go, we're going to the Blue Note. This is a jazz club and restaurant. It was established in 1981. And the idea was that the owner, Danny, was like, you know what? If I can get really top flight entertainment in here, if I also have great food in here, I can pack this joint every night. And he was smart about it. So rather than having like one show a night with a club and open for 4 hours, he had two shows. I think one is like at 8 and then one is like at 10:30. So like two-hour shows, which means you don't just pack the house once a night, you pack the house twice a night. And no matter what show you go to, oh, you're gonna stand in line to get in. Yeah, and you're gonna be lucky to get in if you don't get there early, get those tickets early. That's right, it's happening, baby. The food is happening, the drinks are happening, and the jazz is hot, and it's intimate. You can be right up on the couch. You can go talk to the guys. It's just a real, real friendly atmosphere. And it's like the way jazz should be, intimate. So for his very first night, opening night, he chose a Floridian. Yeah, a guy used to come here all the time. Yes, he did. His name was Nathaniel Adderley. Yeah, FAMU graduate. We know him as Nat Adderley. That's right. Nat brought his quintet into the Blue Note as the very first act ever to perform there in 1981, and he packed the house. That's right. So now the Blue Note packs the house, two shows a night, and then on Sunday they have matinees at 12:30 and 2:30, I think it is. And they also have a really late night Saturday gig for up and coming people. These things on Sunday and a really, really late night Saturday thing are for up and coming people. And it's not just jazz. It could be hip hop, it could be R&B, it could be a number of different idioms, but it's all about the Blue Note trying to give a really great platform for up and coming local artists. And a lot of people that we know as major players now had their start on the Blue Note stage at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, or 12:30 early afternoon on a Sunday, or hopefully 2:30 gig by that time everybody has awakened from what they did on Saturday night. This has worked since 1981, because I'm still going there. Not only has it worked, it has expanded. There are now 3 Blue Notes in the United States, not just in New York City. Yeah. California, Hawaii. There are 2 in Japan. Slovakia has 1. And there are a couple others spread over Europe. So this Blue Note has really become a trademark in terms of how jazz clubs should be set up and run. And it's amazing that more jazz clubs have not taken on their model because it's a very successful model. Now, he said great entertainment. As long as Ray Charles was alive, he booked Ray Charles every year for 1 week. For 1 week, Ray Charles performed two sets a night at the Blue Note, six nights in a row. And he had everybody else, from Sarah Vaughan to Carmen McRae, Dizzy Gillespie, Sandoval, you know, Benny Green, Christian McBride, just on and on and on and on. The best of the best of the best. He brings in the best entertainment, he's got the best food, and it's a really cool atmosphere, and that is what makes it work. So many great artists come through there that, and the club has such a great reputation, that in 2001, they started their own record label. And great people there. Kenny Garrett is on that label. He's one of the greatest saxophone players out there. Matter of fact, I call him the real Kenny G. I don't care if you are mad. I call him the real Kenny G because he can really play that thing, man, Kenny Garrett. And so many other great artists are on the Blue Note label now. Not just young upcoming guys, but major players. And that has been going since 2001 and is still going. So whatever the Blue Note management does, it is always successful. And it all started in 1981, opening night, with Nat Adderley on his clarinet with his quintet. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you.